You're listening to a podcast appearing on the Two Guys Talking Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Green Gab Podcast, a place to gab with people rocking it in green. Green homes, green living, green companies. Join Marla Esser-Close, green home coach and author of Living Green Effortlessly, Simple Choices to a Better Home, and Tony Pratt, the director of builder relations at The Sound Room. Here are your hosts, Marla and Tony.
Welcome to the Green Gab Podcast. I'm Marla Esser-Close, the green home coach, and today I've got Sheridan Foster of Elemental Green on the podcast with me. How you doing today, Sheridan?
I'm doing well, Marla. Thank you for inviting me to join you.
Well, you and I have had a lot of fun discovering how much of a common passion we have for all things green homes. And I got to tell you, I love that. Anyway, it runs high in you, so I love the fact that we share that. Tell us a little bit more about you and about Elemental Green.
Elemental Green was founded with the vision that every home can be a greener home. We created this as a resource for homeowners, for builders, for designers to find ways in which every decision that they make for a home build or renovation can be made in a more sustainable way. And as a part of that, there's a big piece that is an educational piece where we help people to understand what does green actually mean. And there is a beautiful inspirational piece where we show folks lovely homes and say, wouldn't you love to incorporate some of the sustainable features in your home? And then, of course, the real fundamental role is to hook people who are looking for solutions up with real products that they can get today. And so we partner with the brands to be able to bring those solutions out and make people aware of them as at the moment that they're looking for a solution.
And that's, I think, the part that gets people so engaged is I just keep learning, and I think you do too, that people just don't know what they don't know.
Right. Definitely. When we started this, we knew we were going to have to do education about what does green mean, that it isn't just about energy. It's about all the materials that come into your home. It's about the chemicals that come into your home. It's about how sustainably things were manufactured, how sustainably they were sourced. All of those are a big part of it. What we didn't understand going into it was that people had a hunger to understand, as well as all of that, why going green was so important and what were the benefits. And there are some really, really interesting things out now that show everything from improved health, reduced rates of asthma, fewer sick days, even to cognitive improvements in a home that has better ventilation, air quality, fewer chemicals. It's really, really astounding that the benefits can go all the way across the board.
And I find that so few people really talk about those benefits enough. And I hope that with sites like yours and what I'm working to do and what other people that you and I have connected with, what we're all trying to do and working to do, we're not just trying, that we can up the ante and help people know that these benefits are real and these benefits help them and their kids and their families and their community. And that's one thing that really hits me. And I think you and I have talked about this some, is that so many people think that this whole idea of going green is just to save the planet. And the planet is simply a place for all of us to live as people. So the people part is super important. And it's not just the people that are out there. It's the people that are in your own home, right? So I don't know what the magic silver bullet or if there is one to help people understand that. But I think that's kind of what you and I both really wish we could help people see, is that, duh, why wouldn't you do this? And we just get so stuck in doing things the same way. So talk about some of the information that's on Elemental Green. Because it's a website resource, right?
Right. It is a web-based resource predominantly. We do obviously have social media presence as well, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, Twitter. Actually been remarkably good, even LinkedIn, but ways for folks to find and engage with us out there in the social media sphere. However, where you're going to find the richest set of information is at our website, which is elemental.green. And that's where you can certainly go and see what top picks we're featuring in products or in educational articles. But you can also search on what you're looking for specifically. So how it was envisioned was that if folks are going and doing a remodel or doing a build, there is a huge list of decisions that need to be made. And yeah. How can we help make that easier? Really, it was born out of the frustration that I personally felt when I was trying to do a home build. And I found that trying to make sustainable decisions, every single decision was hours worth of research, you know, search after search after search to try to figure out what made something greener, as well as then what was a list of potential green solutions. And then how to do that so that I could share that back out with the builder that's what I wanted to see happen.
Did it happen? Was your builder open to it?
The builder was open to it. And so when I could come back and present, here is the choices I want to make and here's how they can be done, he was very supportive of it. Where he was not supportive of it was in the cases where I ran out of time, because as you know, everything is deadline driven. So if there was a deadline and I could not gather the information by a deadline, I had to make a different choice.
Your builder, he wasn't necessarily a green builder.
Correct.
So you basically educated him on different materials. How about different processes? Did that come into the play?
Yes, I brought those up as well. So as I said, in some cases we could incorporate those, and in some cases it was just going to be beyond the scope of what he was ready to take on. And I saw this as a potential educational tool for homeowners, and we found homeowners and designers actually engage with it right away. But I also saw it as something that architects and builders could use to get over that hump of knowing that they need to go in that direction, but how do they get there? What are some easy ways? It doesn't have to be so intimidating. What are some easy ways that they can get over that hump? And also, there are so many new materials coming.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Every day. So we try to get those highlighted as well with enough information that folks can kind of make a decision on what they're interested in, and then go work with the brands themselves to say, here's how I actually execute on it. So we're always doing the link back to the brands to be able to hook them up with the consumers and with the builders and architects and designers.
So do you actually recommend brands on Elemental Green, or is it more kind of a featured deal?
We do a combination of things. Sometimes we'll do a featured article on a particular brand or a particular product that we find very interesting. And sometimes we'll do roll-ups. So for instance, you know, we're just coming out now with a trends for 2018. And we will put 18 trends up there, new things about green building or sustainable homes. And then we will take that and hook it up with links to more information. So usually products, you know, here we might talk about extreme energy efficiency. And then we would talk about a product that is something that can help you get that energy efficiency. And another trend is all electric homes, which was something that anyone who's been in the business for a while finds really startling, because they can remember when everybody was told go to natural gas.
Yep.
So
now everybody's kind of like, huh?
So now it's not go to natural gas. Now it's go all electric.
And explain why.
The rationale for all electric homes and what is driving that is really the big push into renewable energy and the fact that the energy that's coming off the grid is getting more and more sustainable, as well as you're seeing more folks who have their own sustainable, renewable, you know, maybe it's photovoltaic. We're even seeing wind these days, residential wind, believe it or not. And so letting people be able to make good use of that energy, the best way to do that is to go with all electric homes. So even things like induction stovetops, you know, that would have been a quirky outlier 10 years ago. And now it's a leading edge thing.
One of the things that I think we'll start seeing more and more of is homes that run off of renewable energy and have enough solar panels, for instance, to not only power their homes, but to also power their cars. And I've been working some with a lady that's in electric vehicle charging stations, and they partner with some of the smart city providers. And there's just some really amazing technology that's being partnered with renewable energy that I think is going to start really impacting how we redesign our homes and our neighborhoods. And I think it's going to be fascinating. So it's exciting that you guys get an opportunity to watch those trends and help communicate those out to people. Hey, this is a great place. Let's take a quick break. And then when we come back, I want to dive in a little bit more as to what else is on Elemental Green.
Check out the book, Living Green Effortlessly, Simple Choices for a Better Home, to make simple changes to buying habits that affect a home both inside and out. Marla Esser-Close shows consumers ways to make any home a green home. Get the book now at livinggreenbook.com. That's livinggreenbook.com. It's not nearly as cool as the amber housing the ancient mosquito who had a taste of prehistoric dinosaur blood, but it does hold the thoughts of 1993's Jurassic Park, directed by Steven Spielberg. Be sure to check out a podcast 65 million years in the making by driving your custom branded Jeep over to twoguystalking.com/Jurassic Park. It's the Two Guys Talking Perspective Review of Jurassic Park. 1993, directed by Steven Spielberg. Only from Two Guys Talking.
Wouldn't it be cool if your advertising could last forever? It can with perpetual advertising. Here's how it works. Unlike TV or radio ads, where every instance the ads are broadcast, they're only played once and lost forever. Perpetual advertising can have repeat exposure and replayability weeks, months, and even years after they're inserted in a podcast. So even if a podcast is a few years old, your ads will still be impactful to repeat listeners, as well as new listeners. This gives your advertising dollar the most bang for the buck. Find out more about perpetual advertising at twoguystalking.com/sponsors.
Hey, we're back gabbing with Sheridan Foster of Elemental Green on Green Gab Podcast. And okay, we started this conversation offline. I'm like, wait, we gotta capture this. We figured out how we met. Somebody that works for you found the Green Gab Podcast, right?
Right. And we found it so information rich and so inspirational that we approached Marla and said, can we get some of your podcasts featured on Elemental Green? Because we want to make sure that people can help find these and make good use of the great information that's available in them.
And thank you for that. I loved partnering with you guys. Y'all have been a lot of fun to get to know. So we actually worked together for what, 6 or 8 months before we met? We were doing a lot of the video conferences and phone calls and stuff. And then we actually met in January in Orlando at the International Builders Show, which was funny because I felt like I knew you forever.
That is true. That is true. It didn't seem like meeting someone for the first time.
So in addition to this lifetime together, I just learned that we share another past together. We both worked for IBM.
Oh, okay.
I worked for IBM for 15 years. So tell us how you started off with your life and world before Elemental Green.
Actually, by training, I am an electrical and computer engineer. So I started out many moons ago in computer design, So nice. The 10 years of my career was all about building super mini computers and mini supercomputers. And one of the companies that I worked for was IBM Computer Science Research. So
I remember them. You were probably back there in my days.
Yes.
I used to sell the 9370, if you remember that.
Okay. Yes, I do.
Which was a mini mainframe. It was a rack mounted mini mainframe back before server days. So for all you youngsters out there that don't know that.
Yes.
Well, that was kind of a fun, different life then when you switched over to this.
Right. So actually I went from building the computers to running teams, creating products and big projects. So I worked as an executive at Sony Computer doing large deployments like their digital cable rollout for Cablevision and the DirecTV multi-channel broadcast system, which at the time was the first time somebody was doing hundreds of channels all managed by a single spot. So that was very interesting. And this was a pivot for me. This was something that I felt very inspired to do. And so I said, I will take the contacts that I've made and the things I've learned, and I'll go learn some new things too about how to do things on the web, and I'll make Elemental Green happen. So I pulled together a great team that have been with me since the get-go. And we've been busy doing this for about 2 years now. We launched very quickly. We launched about 6 months after we started. And
wow.
Yep. So pulled things together quickly. And then it's just been going great guns since then.
That's amazing. So what's your favorite thing about Elemental Green?
It has been very, very interesting to see all these different kinds of new products. I mean, I think we're all aware of photovoltaic cells, right? We're all aware of solar panels. We're all aware of quartz countertops, but people are not necessarily aware of different battery technologies that are coming on, or the fact that there are paints now that will pull VOCs out of the air, or countertops that you can't scratch, you can't dent.
Yeah.
Virtually indestructible countertops. There are all sorts of new, interesting products. And maybe I should have been a materials engineer. I just find it really, really fascinating. I don't tend to be a writer. I have writers that work for me who do a good job. But when something's really geeky, then every now and then I feel compelled. I need to write something too, because I love the really geeky products.
So what's one of your favorite geeky products?
I'll tell you an interesting geeky product that I may be mispronouncing, but a LignoLock wooden nail that you can use in a nail gun.
Whoa.
So you get just like a nail gun would have a roll of nails, but they're wooden. And so you can use them in place of dowels, or you can use them in place of nails. And the interesting thing is that as they get shot into the wood, they are in essence creating a weld, because it's like material to like material going in at friction and heat. So they're in essence creating a weld, so you don't have the problem of shrinking wood expelling the nails.
Right. Nails, you don't have two different materials conflicting.
Right. So that's something really very, very geeky and probably appeals more to the builder community that reads us than the consumer. But I'm a consumer and I just found that fascinating. I loved it as a geeky product.
So, you know, builders already have a really rough job just because there's so many variables in the building process, and so many homes are, you know, every lot's different and every crew may be different. And as much as you have processes and products that you use in each of your homes, there's always some variables. So in one of the conversations I had on the podcast, you know, one of the guests said, you know, builders will be somewhat more stubborn about changing things simply because there's already so many variables in their process and in the building process. And I'm like, hadn't thought of it quite that way. With that being said, how do we help? I mean, we being the green home industry, which I figure you and I are part of, how do we help builders understand the win-win-win of new products and new processes and new ways of looking at homes? I mean, this is one that's like really out there. That's like, I mean, we got to help folks figure this out. But I haven't found that silver bullet yet, and there may not be one. But what are your thoughts?
So my thoughts are, number one, make it easier to find solutions. And that's what Elemental Green is really working to do, to make it easier to make good choices. Because if it's hard to make good choices,
true,
you're going to go with what you know.
True.
So make it as easy as possible to make good choices. Another thing that I think is going to be the biggest driver is when people start demanding it. And that's another thing that I hope that we accomplish with Elemental Green, that there is a pull that people say, if you are building my house, if you are designing my house, I expect that it is going to be a more sustainable home. And I understand the reasons why that is healthier for me and my family, that it is better for resale value.
Yep.
And in fact, it's better for the initial sale value. And I think that is also going to be a really big thing that drives the builders and architects as they see the uplift. There have been studies now done by realtors associations that show the uplift that you can get in pricing for green homes. So
you got to show the value, and that's where builders don't always hit the mark.
They
talk the features, they don't talk benefits, and the only way you're going to get the value that's really in all that extra work and thought and planning is by showing the benefits.
Right. I mean, I've been and toured homes that were actually built with sustainability in mind, that had green features, and nobody ever raised those to
nobody me. Talks about them.
Talked about them.
I've lots of homes like that, yeah.
You know, why aren't you telling me about how you're dealing with energy efficiency? Why aren't you telling me about the water saving features that are in this home? Why aren't you telling me about the materials and how they were selected?
And salespeople often don't know. I've found that, oh my gosh, so many times when I've walked into model homes and they'll say, oh, this house has a HERS rating of blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, do you know what that is? Not a lot of times, you know, it's kind of like, I was told to say this. And
well, at least they were told to say it. That's a good start.
Well, yeah, but how many potential home buyers know what a HERS index is? By the way, HERS, for you guys listening, is Home Energy Rating System. And it's an index of energy efficiency. And it's strictly energy efficiency, but it's a great starting point, right? And at least if we get people looking at these, I think every single home in England and maybe in all of Europe, I should check my facts, has to have an energy rating when it goes to go be sold. So you can, when you're looking at all the information for a house, you can see what the energy rating for that house is. But we don't have that conversation here.
Right. And that's going to help you to know how much you're going to spend on your energy to heat it or to cool it, how comfortable you're going to be in the home itself. Exactly. So it's actually a really, really good piece of information to know before you walk into a home, to know, are you going to be spending a fortune trying to keep yourself warm in the winter?
So I want to talk more about that, but let's take a quick break. And then when we come back, I want to dive in a little bit more because I think you've got a great potential to help that. So hang on, folks. We'll be right back.
You can try and learn about voiceover all by yourself, or you can get you and your voice to school. Check out Voice Farmers Voiceover Academy today and learn how you can make money with your voice. It's all available over at voicefarmers.com. That's voicefarmers.com.
Editing podcasts can be, rough. Everyone knows that you'll spend at least double the time you use creating the podcast when editing it. Then there's the control freak factor and the gotta get it right the first time factor. And well, it's time to shove all that out the door and make your podcast soar with the Editor Corps. The Editor Corps is a talented, experienced team of podcast editors that have edited tens of thousands of hours of podcast content, and they're ready for yours now. Check out EditorCorps.com because it's time to make your podcast soar. EditorCorps.com. That's EditorCorps.com.
The Two Guys Talking Podcast Bug, a truly original autonomous mobile recording solution. Get bit by the podcast bug. www.podcastbug.com.
Hey, we're still Gavin with Sheridan of Elemental Green. And oh my gosh, you and I could sit here and talk all day. We have very, very similar ways of thinking and ways of approaching our business and our passion. And that's one of the things I've loved about getting to know you, Sheridan, is that we really do share that passion for helping people to get this and to get the green's here, right?
Green is here. Green is going mainstream. And that's one of the big points that I would also make. We're not going to be able to put our heads in the sand and say we don't need to do it, because it is here today. There are production builders that are already taking steps in that direction. So shout out to Meritage and to KB, who are taking very seriously what they're doing for the energy efficiency of their homes, and in some cases, even the materials and the techniques that they're using to build those homes. And as was pointed out at the sustainability symposium that was down in Orlando in January, there are plenty of other builders that are coming from Europe or coming from Asia into the US market, and they are bringing more sustainable building practices in.
Yeah. Wow.
When you are
wake up call.
Right. So when you're going to be competing against somebody who is going to be offering a better product for not anymore and potentially even less, the US building industry needs to wake up and needs to get on board with more sustainable practices.
Okay, so you brought up money, and I know the number one thing I hear, especially from builders, is green is too expensive. And I think part of that happens is because the green homes that we see in magazines and on the websites, they're always the luxury green homes with all the bells and whistles, rather than just a home done with green products and practices, which is totally doable, right?
Right. So we try to do a little bit of both. We have the big, beautiful architectural digest style homes that are done more sustainably, but we also have smaller, more modest homes. We also have renovations that were done that just made a point of choosing more sustainable materials, as they did a kitchen renovation, for instance.
Did you know you can certify a green remodel? A lot of people don't know that you can do that.
Yeah, that's a very good point to raise. One can get those certified, and if you get it certified, you're going to find that it helps you in the resale of your home.
Yep. Save money now, save money later, or make money.
Right. And as well, when you think about things like adding solar cells, you might think, oh, that takes a while to pay back. Well, it doesn't take as long to pay back if you're talking about powering your car.
Right.
It also, when you're talking about a house that is, say, better sealed, more energy efficient, better HERS rating, you are going to, if you design it right up front, be able to put in a smaller HVAC system and save money on your build in the specification in another area. So not only will you be more comfortable, have fewer hot spots, cold spots in your home, but you'll be able to downsize your energy use for HVAC, and you'll be able to downsize the initial upfront cost of it as well, the size of the unit.
Yeah, because there's trade-offs, right? And every product, every practice is going to have some impact. And I tell people, if you know your priorities, if all natural is really important to you, there's ways to go all natural. If being recycled is important to you, there's ways to do recycled. But if you don't know your priorities in your home, and you probably discovered this when you built your home, if you don't know your priorities, you don't know where to start or how to have that conversation. And I think people are scared. I just had this conversation with actually the lady that did my hair, but she's like, I didn't know I could ask my builder for things. They'd never built a house before, and they were working through a realtor. And so people ask. The worst that can happen is they say no, right?
Right. And some builders, more builders are coming up with options. And actually, we're looking to start working with some builders to help them create packages that would say, here is something you can do. Here are some green options that you can bring in.
Awesome idea.
That may not cost any more at all. It may be a choice of a different material.
And that's what's so, I think, amazing to me that so many people don't get. It's kind of like we go to the grocery store and we just do the same path and we buy the same things because we don't ever take the time to read the labels. Well, we do the same things in our homes. We never take the time to, quote unquote, read the labels or do a little research or ask a few questions and see if there's other options. So I applaud you guys for helping people to know that they have options and that a lot of these are just an option. They're a better option, but they may or may not cost more. And even sometimes I'm finding when they do cost a little bit more up front, they save you money over the lifetime of the product.
Right. So one of the big tenets of sustainable product is one that is durable, one that's going to last you, so that inherently not particularly green if it's something that's going to wear out and need to be thrown away, go into a landfill in 3 years and replace. So I don't care how green it was up front. If you're doing that, it's inherently wasteful. So it's inherently not green.
And a lot of times they're like less hassle if they're more durable. And I'm to the age where I don't want to be messing with my house every weekend. I want my house to work for me. And I'm sure you're hearing that a lot with people you talk to as well.
Right. Actually, one of the big trends that we see as well is people looking to be able to stay in their houses for the long term. So how can they pick materials that are going to be durable? How can they bring design elements that are going to make it easier for multi-generational living? So sometimes it might be you're going to live in your home for a long time. Or sometimes these days, it may be you have children and you have your parents living with you. So you might have three generations living in one home. How do you make it a home that is works for everybody?
Yeah. I've done some additional training in universal design. It's really interesting to think in those terms. And I had a chance to put some of that into play when a family member needed to use a wheelchair for a while. And that was a really interesting experience because you kind of look at things through a really different set of eyes. And it's like, wow, if they'd made the hallways wider or the doors wider or put a little more thought into the way they laid out the bathroom that or the workspace in the kitchen, then this would have been accessible by somebody in a wheelchair much easier or by a young child. We're finding a lot of the quote unquote aging in place stuff makes it multi-generational as well. So it's a win-win. That's kind of my theme for today, isn't it? Sorry. Win-win.
And it can be a win-win. Yes. That's what we all want it to be.
So I love the fact that you're bringing all this to light, and I'm going to do my darndest to keep that drum going to get people to come find you so they know that this is available. And we're going to keep hopefully inspiring people. By the way, I love the fact that you used that word earlier that you inspire. I love inspiring people. So we'll inspire together, I hope. But inspire people to look deeper and to do something different. And the pictures on your site are beautiful. So I hope that captures people's attention and their imaginations that they can have this too. And there's just so many benefits from this. And that's the part that just kills me. It's like, why, once you know that you have a better option, why wouldn't you do it?
Right. Having a green and sustainable home does not mean that you're giving something up.
Yeah.
It means you're gaining something.
Exactly.
You can have a gorgeous house in any design aesthetic that appeals to you. You can have it, obviously you want it to be right size, not bigger than you actually need. But on the other hand, you can make larger homes and make good choices in how you architect them and how you design them out and have them be quite sustainable as well. So you can go, from your tiny home in the backyard to a large home and everything in between. It does not have to be a compromise.
Yeah. And I'm always telling people, if you can't, don't get discouraged. If you can't do it all, do something, start somewhere.
Exactly.
Model, do it greener, do it a little better. If you have to replace something or you're maintaining something, do it so that it'll last longer the next time. If you have to buy a new refrigerator, look at an Energy Star model so it'll use less energy. If you're replacing light bulbs, put in LEDs. But there's just, I think getting people to think in a different way is something that your site really helps people to do. And I hope people will continue to find that information so they know what they don't know.
Thank you. Yes, that's our goal, is to put the information out there and help folks become more knowledgeable through all the steps. As you say, you know, we may explain here are some different ways in which you can get certified, but whether you get certified or not, you can make individual choices that are better choices.
I so agree. So how do people find you?
We are on the web at elemental.green. And
that's a really different domain name, folks. So
it is. It's
the first one I ever saw use the .green.
I felt it was very apropos.
I agree.
and you can go there. You can take a look at some of our features that we have on any given week, or you can look for things that you're more specifically interested in, either through our categories or through a search for a brand, a search for a topic like flooring. We'll do sometimes roll-ups where we'll bring a bunch of different options out and sort of try to get people thinking outside the box of,
nice,
oh, I'm putting carpet or I'm putting wood. There are actually a whole bunch of different things one could put on your floors or,
right,
or even your walls.
Yep. And they all have some trade-offs. So there you go. Well, I cannot thank you enough for taking time to come be on the Green Gap podcast. And we are super excited to be working with Elemental Green. And we thank you for that partnership. We look forward to having an ongoing conversation and perhaps another Green Gap podcast in the not too distant future, where we can talk about more things green.
Well, thank you very much, Marla, for inviting me to be on your podcast. We have really enjoyed listening to your podcast and getting educated on all the different topics that you cover. And so happy to share back out about what we're trying to do as well.
Well, thank you. And to all of our listeners, everyone, keep rocking it out in green and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Green Gab Podcast and for joining us on our own personal green odyssey as we change the world one Green Gab podcast at a time. What did you learn about during this episode? Tell us now by visiting our website at greengabpodcast.com. And remember to connect with us via iTunes, Facebook, and Twitter. Links to do all of this are at our website, greengabpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, but more importantly, thanks for rocking it in green.